due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
Because his is the voice that matters. But mine is the voice that martyrs.
Hey, this is Mike Tyson, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Good morning, wrestling fans. Welcome to the Pain Clinic for January 26th. Just one day before the Royal Rumble. Holidays today, real quick. It's Australia Day. That's all to our Aussie fans. National Seed Swap Day. And Spouses Day. So if you have a spouse, it's their day. Or if you are a spouse, it's your day. Doesn't really say which spouse. Just your spouse. So treat each other good. That's all we want.
So you don't celebrate somebody else's spouse.
Yeah, definitely don't do that. Okay. All right. But you, I mean, think about it. You probably could if it's someone else's. It didn't say, you know.
I mean, it didn't specify.
It's just Spouse's Day. Okay. Birthdays today. Former guest, Road Warrior Hawk. Unfortunately, he's passed. Would have been 62 today. And former WWE Women's Champion, Sasha Banks, is 27 today. Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, Donuts Delight, Empire at Culver. Join us February 9th for UFC 234 at Salvatore Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door. That's 1 week from today. 10 p.m. start time. Get there early. Come hang out with us. We'll be hosting it. Special drink specials all night. I mean, adult beverage specials all night long. That's February 9th. Salvatore Saloon in Scottsville and Salvatore's at the Garage Door. UFC 234. Cannot wait. It's going to be a lot of fun. No, we will not be there for the Royal Rumble. If you guys were curious, we will not be at Salvatore's at the Garage Door for the Royal Rumble. So just throwing that out here now. Also, you interested in roller derby? You want to be a skater? Officiate? Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact recruitment at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com and join Rock City Roller Derby. And hopefully people are, there's a huge training session in town here with a lot of high profile roller derby skaters at the Dome today and tomorrow. And, you know, good luck to them and hope it's not too cold in there. I am the Cashman. I'm joined today by DC Dan Cole on the Twitter.
Good morning.
How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing good. I don't know what this thing is outside. It's kind of bright. It's messing with my vision at the moment.
Yeah, this big orange ball in the sky. It may be 18 out, but the sun is out right now.
Is it a Dragon Ball?
Dragon Ball. We got Danger Boy. What's up, bud?
Good morning.
We got, of course, Double B, Brian Burke.
Good morning.
The whole cast is here, and we are going. Today is our, of course, you know it's our favorite pay-per-view tomorrow. It's the Royal Rumble. Lots of things. Today, when you call in or if you text, tell us who you think is going to win, both the men and the women's, and give us a good rationale behind it. You know, I mean, play fantasy booker. This is a one time a year. And I will be honest with you. I joined Bob Matthews on Wednesday, and I told him, starting off, I am not convinced who is going to win either of these rumbles, the women's or the men's, which is a good thing because it makes, you know, it makes us more interested in it. You know,
less disappointed at the end.
Definitely.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah. No, seriously. I mean, there must have been 11, 12 straight years. We knew exactly who was going to win. And then, I mean, in the, you know, even last year a bit, you know, I mean, you know, we weren't absolutely sure Asuka was going to do it, but she did.
But the difference last year was we kind of expected who was going to win.
Yeah.
But we were okay with it.
Yes, we were.
Because think about like the 7 years prior to that where we groaned at the end of every Rumble.
Exactly. And so, yeah, and so, and I think that we're gonna, that's the way we're gonna feel this year too. I'm hoping.
Groaning?
No, being happy about, you know, not knowing who's gonna be in the main event of WrestleMania now that some of those plans have been scrapped. you know, back in October when Roman Reigns had to step down as the world heavyweight champion on Raw.
I will say that SmackDown
Universal Champion.
SmackDown this week did a fantastic job of setting up the Rumble.
Yes.
And made Joe look like a beast.
Yep. You know, and that's the thing, is this the year we get a SmackDown Rumble winner?
Well, we had one last year.
I know, but I mean, we don't.
So both possible. Of them were last year.
Yeah, I was going to say, but do you know, it's like, it's interesting that you know, I mean, because we can't pin what's going to be the main event of WrestleMania, we have ideas. There's ideas floating around. We've heard a bunch of other things, but because, I would like it to be a repeat of last year then. I would like both of them come from SmackDown but we don't know what's going to, I mean, we still have this pay-per-view to get through, and then there's people who are going to have storylines dangling at the end of this one.
I would love for it, for like the first time in a long time, to be an unconventional winner. Because think of the people that have won it recently. It was people that didn't need that win to be elevated to the main event scene.
True. True.
Or they wasted the push.
Nakamura style.
Oh, you mean like Asuka too?
Asuka. Both people that won last year were cursed with a pretty terrible year.
Yeah.
But I mean, just think of the potential of someone that you wouldn't expect. Because then there's your story for 3 months.
Yes.
It builds your story. You have to do nothing other than put that storyline front and center, and it sells it.
Yes, that kind of gives me ideas of what they may be doing this year. That's what, you know, because I'm thinking of what, you know, you got to figure it's something that's being pushed maybe a little bit now, but maybe we'll get a mega push after this weekend.
There is one unconventional name out there that would be amazing, but I don't know if he has enough support behind him.
Okay, well, we will see. We will, you know, we're going to give our predictions at the end of the show, but you can give your predictions 222-1280.
I'll give a hint. He gave one hell of a promo this week.
Ah, interesting. Interesting. There are some good promo. You know what? I think this was a good week for promos on both shows, except for that one I started the show with. Did you hear that? You know, the Heyman promo, the line from Heyman there. Hold on, I'll play it again, just a little bit of it. It's just because it was it was so bad.
To some violent content.
Listen to this.
Parental discretion is advised.
Because his is the voice that matters. But mine is the voice that martyrs.
Oh, okay, so that was you know, that beyond that line, which kind of struck me as, wow, that's pretty bad. But you know, Heyman usually writes his own stuff too. It was a good start to the show. You know, I mean, they went right from the 5-minute Martin Luther King Jr. Montage there, right into out comes the champ, out comes Vince, out comes everybody. You know,
out comes everyone until Finn Balor, he's not good enough to have that match.
Or out comes the champ who forgot to travel with his belt, so they put a replica on him.
Did they both forget?
Yeah, I think Ronda forgot her.
See, what I don't get about that whole thing is I've heard multiple times that they carry extra title belts in case that happens. So I don't know why they had to go to a replica for both of those. Unless they're really just pushing them subliminally. We're not selling enough women's titles and
did you guys recognize that when it was going on? I mean, those belts kind of looked—they didn't look like the shiny.
I wasn't paying attention to the belt.
Yeah,
but once it was brought to my attention, it was very obvious.
You go back and look at the one Ronda's got over her shoulder, and it's like, yeah, half the women that have belts out in the crowd.
We'll be passing that tomorrow.
Yeah,
and then the dead giveaway on the side plates.
Side plates, yes. And they were, I think they spent a lot of time trying to not get too close to the belt, because then it was on the ground for a lot of it too. So it was,
I mean, it's bad. It was like as bad as it was when they didn't want to mess with the title when Miz won it.
Oh yeah.
So they gave him a replica to carry for 4 months.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. See, and they probably could use that as an advertising picture. Hey, look at the Miz carried this one. You can get it too. 222-1280 Star Toys number we got.
Can I just have a dork moment real quick?
Yes, you can.
Like, you know me, I love collecting replica belts.
Yes, you do.
I don't collect any of the new ones.
Yeah.
Because it's all the stonework, but on the replicas they make, they suck.
Oh, do they? I haven't really seen a good replica up close.
No. They suck.
Okay, I believe.
So there's no such thing as a good replica, Cash. That's what he's saying.
Not with WWE's blinged out stupid ones they do now.
222-1280 Star Toys a number. We got a special guest on the phone right now joining us to give his prediction. It's yes.
You will respect my authority.
Andrew, the authority, Joseph. What's up, buddy?
Good morning. I figure I better get in early because there's going to be a lot of people calling in today. But before you get to the Royal Rumble, I just saw something online. You probably already know about it because you're the host. Roman Reigns is employed. He is working with his cousin, The Rock, on the new Fast and Furious spinoff movie.
Yeah, I saw that. I guess he plays the brother of Hobbs, the character that Rock is playing. I saw the picture of them both blinged out with the no shirts on and jumping in the air and stuff, you know?
So good for him. I mean, it's his first movie, I guess.
A lot of people are saying that he hasn't lost mass due to this leukemia treatment he's going through. So that's a good thing, you know?
Yeah, very good thing. We all, of course, wish him the best in his recovery. For the Royal Rumble, you know what's interesting to me? I've seen every Royal Rumble from all the way back to the late 80s when it first started. This is the first time I think the Rumble itself is not the focal point of this pay-per-view. It's the title matches. They've spent very little time, I think, especially on the men's side, plugging the Royal Rumble itself. I think they're focusing more on the two title matches, you know, Lesnar against Finn Balor, and if I was a betting man, I'd bet the farm on Brock Lesnar. There's no way Finn Balor's going to beat Brock Lesnar. I mean, he's in there because, obviously, Braun is still hurt. And maybe this gets to the Royal Rumble men's match. I think there's three possibilities.
Actually, stop for one second. Yeah. The reason that they push Braun aside is because Vince McMahon does not want to have him lose again clean to Brock Lesnar at the moment. He does not. He thinks he will. He feels that the luster is coming off of Braun Strowman, and that if he loses one more time in a main event of a pay-per-view, that it will destroy his marketability. So, and it's honestly, I read that a few weeks ago. So that's why he took him out. They took him out of the main event.
Real quick, I will take that bet. I'm picking Finn to win.
You are.
That makes two of us.
I'm picking Finn to win. Wow. You don't need the title on Lesnar, and at WrestleMania, you can have a blow-off match between Strowman and Lesnar, and that's Lesnar's done.
Well, I guess it depends if Vince feels that a guy who weighs more than 100 pounds less than Brock Lesnar, who Lesnar can throw around like a rag doll, is a credible champ. Finn is one of the greatest wrestlers on the planet. But against Brock Lesnar, he's not credible.
But it would be akin to that Eddie Guerrero Brock Lesnar moment where nobody gave Guerrero the chance to win, and the crowd would eat it up. It's something that the product has been sorely missing. It's been oversaturated by this unbeatable Lesnar, and I think they're gonna finally do it. If they're serious about changing things, it's something they need to do.
I think the demon comes out and beats Brock Lesnar. That's what I'm guessing.
I don't think so. I think it's going to be saved till WrestleMania, and I think the favorite I say is still Seth Rollins to win the Rumble, and he will be the one to beat Brock Lesnar. I think he's a more credible champion because he held it for a long time, and of course they were in the ring together a few WrestleManias ago.
Yeah, didn't he pin him to win the title?
I thought he pinned Roman.
Oh, that's right. Roman won it, and then he pinned Roman to win it.
But again, back to what DC just said, if they're serious about doing things differently, they wouldn't go that route. It's already been done.
I mean, if you look at it, they made him the biggest underdog on the planet this past week with the way Vince McMahon said.
And Seth doesn't need a push.
And you know what? Know what match I would love to see? I would love to see Rollins-Balor again for the Universal title.
Yeah.
Yes. I would rather see that 100 times over as your main event at WrestleMania than Rollins-Lesnar or any match involving Lesnar.
Well, it's not going to be the main event. The main event is going to be Becky Lynch against Ronda Rousey.
Well, that I would also sign up for.
I think it's going to be Rollins winning. I think there's an outside chance of Randy Orton. Just because
saying that willed it into the universe. No. Your face will not be seen up here again.
Randy Orton ruined the end of SmackDown for me.
I said there's a chance. I didn't say it would happen.
I know.
The Women's Rumble, I think it's Becky Lynch. Becky's going to lose to Asuka in the opening match. Somehow, she's going to go into the Rumble and win because that's the only way she's going to be able to face Ronda Rousey. They're not going to do a champion versus champion because the winner of the Rumble has to have a championship match at WrestleMania. So it has to be, and I don't think Sasha's going to beat Ronda.
No.
I think it's going to be Becky because Ronda supposedly is going to take time off after WrestleMania to have a baby.
Yeah, yeah. You know, the interesting thing is we just had the champion versus champion anyways a couple months ago. So I don't think that's what they want either. In fact, if anything, like we talked about before, as Fox gets closer and closer, these two brands are going to split, and it's going to be there's going to be a huge wall in between them. Not costing $5 billion.
The match I'm really interested in is AJ against Daniel Bryan. That one I think could go either way.
Yeah,
because They've set that up really well. I love Brian's character. I really do.
So do I. So do I.
It's because it plays off the truth. He is a very much of a, you know, a high intensity liberal and he's
vegan.
And I don't know what they're going to do in that match because it could be, you know, do you put the title back on Styles? I think you keep the title on Daniel Bryan.
Andrew, do you think that that AJ Styles contract, his 3-year contract, is coming to an end next weekend? Has anything to do with the outcome of this match?
Oh boy! Well, considering you've got another wrestling company starting up, and you've got friends of his over there who he worked with in Japan, and there's a lot of money on the table. You know, you never know. Vince got a lot of money, but so does the owner of the Jaguars. He's got money to burn.
Well,
so
just remember that AJ said his dream was always to be in the WWE. I mean, and so and he got to do it, and I think that he was treated in the beginning. He wasn't treated the best in the world. They kept him. You let him be champion for a while, then they gave it to Jinder Mahal, which I have no idea why that ever went that way.
They were going into India, that's why.
Yeah, and then they gave it back to AJ, and AJ did nothing but defend it amazingly every match he was in. We got to see the fantasy matchup with him and Lesnar, you know. I mean, he's done nothing but what they want, and hopefully he will be rewarded with a new contract, and he may have already been. I'm guessing if he wasn't re-signing with them that they couldn't keep pushing him like they are, could they?
I don't know. That's a very good question. But the last match was nobody's talking about, of course, is the tag title match between Miz and Shane versus The Bar, which will be after the men's paper Royal Rumble, probably, the Calm Down match. I just wonder, is Miz going to turn on Shane at this point to set up a WrestleMania match, or are they going to continue to push this a little bit further?
I think maybe even have him win. It's in its infancy. I still think it's in its infancy. I think they will win, and I think maybe they'll lose it at that pay-per-view that we squeeze in between these. Is there a pay-per-view between them?
Elimination Chamber.
Yeah, I think
they're going to turn on the women's tag team champions.
That's right, and I think
there's two pay-per-views. You got Elimination Chamber and Fastlane.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh. So I think they've got plenty of time to put the split in before WrestleMania at that point, or maybe they could make it. Maybe it could be a long burn on this and go a whole year with it, you know?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, they work together very well. Yeah, that's going to be a good match. I think that has a chance to be one of the better matches on the show, as long as The Miz wrestles.
You know, I enjoy. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I enjoy watching it because maybe Shane McMahon will understand to learn something about wrestling besides just high spots. You know.
Well, that's his thing. Is the high. Everyone waits for him to jump off the top rope and break the table.
Yeah.
When's he going to break his body? Is the question.
He does it on TV now all the time. Why does it got to be special anymore?
He's 47 years old now. Yeah. I mean, yes. Geez. But you know, he's a McMahon. He's got to steal the show.
He is a former Rookie of the Year, Pro Wrestling Illustrated.
That was a long time ago.
It was, and we got to talk to him right after that. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember. He said his favorite wrestler was Andre the Giant.
Yeah,
I always remember. And a good choice. But yeah, I mean, it's gonna be interesting where they put a lot of questions about what the order of the card's going to be. It's going to be an interesting. I think they have to start if Becky's going to be in the Rumble, they got to start with her. Her and Asuka as the first match.
Yeah, I think that'll be early on the card. I think because if there's things that need to happen after something like that, then if it starts as the first match, then we know something's going to be in the Women's Rumble. So, yes.
I wonder who they're going to pull in, what special guests they're going to pull in for the Rumbles this year. It's always one of the high points. The women, especially on the women's side, they can always go back and grab, you know, some of the previous wrestlers and let them come in.
Well, I believe Lita and Trish are going to be in a tag team in that women's tag in that tag team title match. So you may see them. I'm not sure about the guy side because, like you said, it's been very low key on it. But I mean, you know, there's so many guys that are available. You know, we already got Shawn Michaels blown for us last year with the Dubai stuff and everything. You know, so I don't think we're going to see a Shawn Michaels.
There's a
this
lot
year.
Of guys ready to come back from injury, though.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Luke Harper. I mean, all our friends, Bray Wyatt. There's a bunch of guys who will be showing up we haven't seen in a while.
That's right. Would you say Low Key is going to be in it?
Low Key? I don't think so. I don't think so. Andrew, thank you so much for calling,
have
buddy.
Have a good one, guys.
Thanks for the call. 222-1280, star 1280 is the number. We're going to go to break on that. We're going to ruminate on it just a little bit. Maybe this guy will show up, you know? I know. I'm a dreamer. But we'll be back after this. You're listening to the Pain Clinic. Give us a call. 222-1280. Star 1280 is the number. Be like the authority.
You will respect my authority.
We'll be back right after this on Fox Sports 1280.
Look in my eyes. What do you see? The cult of personality. I know your anger. any fan anywhere in the world, much less here in Oak City. If any of your people here in Hillbilly Land actually believe... What did I say wrong?
You're speaking too fast for them, Vince.
Whoa. You want to talk about resentment? Who the hell do you think you are, huh? I'm a four-time Raw Women's Champion. The first ever woman to be in a Hell in a Cell match. At last year's Royal Rumble, I lasted 54 minutes while you came in and got handed everything.
Pose off. I don't even know how to pose, man.
Well, based on your track record, you don't know how to be a champion either.
Hello, I'm Brian Kendrick, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on WHTK. Feel the pain.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. We are taking your guesses at 222-1280. Star 1280 of who you think's going to win for the men and the women's Royal Rumble and maybe a rationale why. We already got one call. And no, I'm not giving away numbers this year, okay? Sorry. Nope. I need to have stuff to give away to be able to give away numbers, so we'll just say that. Something worthwhile. I have nothing.
If you want numbers, I heard this fun game that some people might play where they put 13 or 30 numbers in a hat.
Yeah.
On ping pong balls?
Ping pong balls will work too.
You can do it with ping pong balls.
And then
balls.
They draw the numbers equally among the people who are there. And then whoever happens to get the winner is the grand champion who might get some sort of prize that has no monetary value whatsoever.
Except everybody's got to put like a green slip of paper into someone's pocket to start the whole
Monopoly
thing.
Monopoly money.
Yeah, Monopoly money. Per se. Yeah.
Hold on. I need a pen. I need to write myself a note here. Stop at ATM.
Yeah, that's. So you can do your own home gambling on this if you would like to. It's fun, you know. You put all 30 numbers into a hat, and then you get the hopefully even number of people
Forget
pulling them
Super
out.
Bowl squares. The Royal Rumble lottery is where it's at.
Yes, I've never seen. It's only happened once in all the times we were friendly wagering, in which one person won both of them.
Because he rigged it.
I also rigged the wrestling league that year too.
No, that was just luck. No one thought Sin Cara was winning that match.
I will tell you, if you're in there, you don't want number 30 in either Royal Rumble match this year. Just saying.
That, what was it, 31 we were talking about one time? Was it Triple H was going to be the magic 31? And it almost happened. So, well.
That's okay. He was magic 30.
He was magic 30. You are correct. So, hopefully he's not in it. But who knows? He probably will be because, you know, he's a wrestler backstage who, you know, has tights with him.
I don't think there's a chance it is R-Truth at number 30 this year.
No, I think something happens where he gets switched out or he gets beat up ahead of time or... screwed out of his number somehow. Something's going to happen.
Or they pull a traditional R-Truth where like he comes out at number one thinking that's the number that's he number, got.
Yeah. Or he comes out number 30 in the women's match.
In the women's rumble.
Yeah, see, I don't want to see that. I mean, it's bad enough. Santina Morella, you know, winning, you know, one of those things.
It was the Miss WrestleMania Battle Royal.
Yes, it was. 222-1280 star 1280. Speaking of some other news that kind of caught fire a little bit this week, Ronda Rousey.
Kind of.
Yeah, Ronda Rousey. All of a sudden, Ronda Rousey is now...
saying it kind of snowed last week.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's kind of, Ronda Rousey came out this... Yeah, really. Remember the last week at this time? Ugh. I hate the snow. All right, 222-1280. So a week ago, this past week, Ronda Rousey came out in an interview... said she's taking some time off after WrestleMania to have babies.
She didn't say that.
But ESPN asked her about it, and she says it's true. So
no, she said no one knows anything about that part of her body with very specific terms.
Yes.
And the fact that it's big news is a joke.
Yes, but she wants time off after WrestleMania. That's true, because she asked for it back in November. So, and you know, who knows what it may be. She makes movies, you know, movies we haven't seen yet, but she's in some movies. Remember she was doing the Roadhouse remake with all women?
And it was so bad they canceled
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we never saw it. I mean, someplace it's sitting in a dark closet someplace.
That's okay. We have her fine acting skills forever saved. Thanks to the Entourage movie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So what do you guys think about, you know, the champ, you know, probably going to be taking some time off after this pay-per-view? I mean, it's not a bad thing to me.
I was going to say, to quote DDP, that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing.
Oh, and that's another guy who everyone's thinking is going to show up in a Royal Rumble, too, by the way.
He's 75 years old.
He's got a new book out.
He can still lift his leg above his head.
He has a new book out. Anytime he's out there promoting something.
And he has that million-dollar challenge he's doing through DDP Yoga.
So, Danger, thoughts on Ronda?
Thoughts on Ronda? You know, the original story was that she was done completely at the end of WrestleMania 35. And after that, she'd be gone completely. And that's why they're rushing up. And I hate to correct Andrew, but I'm going to. It's not going to be just Ronda versus Becky. It's going to be Ronda versus Becky versus Charlotte.
Yep.
In a three-way.
Okay.
So, they're saying that's why that's going to happen. Because they want to get that match off and blow that off before Ronda leaves. And Dave Meltzer reported she was going away to have babies and she was done completely. WWE quickly came out and said, well, she's under contract till 2021.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, they immediately
said she does have the opportunity in there to. It's something that when they discussed the contract, she was allowed to go have children because it's something she says she has to do for mankind to spread her genes because she's very egocentric like that.
Sure. Do you follow her Instagram by any chance?
I don't have Instagram.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, if anybody follows her Instagram, they know that she has also like a zoo on her property where she lives. There's llamas and there's goats and there's sheep and there's all these. Maybe there's not llamas.
She lives at the Hardy Complex?
No, yeah. She lives in the zoo. She lives in the zoo. No, but she's like really, and she has chickens. And I mean,
what about George Washington Draft?
No George Washington Draft. But she's very into her, you know, her lifestyle of, you know, having animals and going out and feeding them every day. And she does post videos of her doing stuff with the animals. And she's also got her husband, Travis Brown, has two teenage children who we've seen quite a few times ringside when Ronda's in big matches. So she does have a life outside, but it's like she does want to procreate and amongst other things. But with her going, I mean, you know, obviously she has to go off in a spectacular way at WrestleMania.
If it's like, so if she's going away to have kids after WrestleMania.
Or something else.
Well, even if it's something else, that's fine. That's 100%. If she's going away to have kids after WrestleMania, they're going to be in trouble with Fox because they sold that deal on her being on TV.
Well, it's just like MSG sold that deal on the Young Bucks and Cody Rhodes being there for the show of WrestleMania.
But then it even makes more sense to let her take the time now.
Yeah.
To me, I wish she would go all together. I'm not a big fan. I think she's terrible. I think if you see camera shots of her side,
she's a liability. She was going to die on Monday.
You watch her pulling punches when she's throwing punches from the side, and she misses by 5 feet.
She almost fell on her head because she botched a move Monday night.
So, I mean, listen. She was built up by Dana White and UFC to be an unbeatable champion until finally the competition caught up to her. And then she
realized all you have to do is punch her in the face.
Yeah. Right in the nose.
Let me put this out there for you guys who think she's overrated and don't like her. She is the only woman in WWE, and that's anyone included, who has gotten two good matches on Nia Jax. I don't care if they rehearsed beforehand. She is the only woman who's gotten two good matches on Nia Jax.
Okay, touche. I'll give you that. I will definitely give you
that. Yeah, but Nia Jax is an aberration. She's not like every other girl in that
division.
She's
not like most girls. Yeah.
No, she's absolutely terrible.
She's a monster. Isn't that how the song goes as she comes out?
No.
Okay.
She's not like most girls.
She is not.
Just what they're given.
Yes.
Like some plastic little princess.
2-2-2-12-80 star 12. We've got Brian on the line. What's up, Brian?
Hi, guys. I don't want to say another, but what are they going to get doing this? Okay, something you guys just said about the woman, about Charlotte Flair and Becky Lynch. And
yes.
Who else was it?
Ronda.
Three-way for WrestleMania. That's what we were talking about.
No. You said that when Ronda leaves. Didn't you say something when Ronda leaves, there's going to be a title match or something?
She's leaving after WrestleMania, so her last match should be the main event of WrestleMania, one of the main events of WrestleMania.
Okay, here's my question. Now, does that tell me that Charlotte's going to win the Women's Battle Royal
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know.
She's the only one been given a chance on the SmackDown side.
Okay, so yeah, she, you know, I mean,
with
she's
not officially
announced. Because, yeah. I'm sorry, guys, because. I don't even know who's going to win that Women's Battle. Who you guys picking? Thank you, guys.
Okay, thanks for calling, Brian. And we are going to make our predictions at the end of the show. So you will, if you keep on listening, you will hear our predictions on what we think is going to happen. But you're right. Charlotte's been treading water for about a month now. We haven't really seen. She hasn't been put in any sort of main event anything. So,
well, you maybe that's a good thing because she was in the spotlight and it kind of pushed Becky and others down. So they got to figure out a way to get... if they want this women's division to succeed, to get more people in that spotlight. And I think maybe this tag team championships will help do that.
I'm guessing that and I know Brian's not a big fan of Charlotte Flair, but I think Charlotte Flair is the class of the women's division. Doesn't matter which show she's on. I think she's
absolutely.
And she should be just as unbeatable. Maybe Nia Jax versus her someday, you know, in a main event.
Nia Jax should never main event anything.
222-1280.
In a wrestling ring.
222-1280. Starchway's number. Give us who you think you're going to win the Royal Rumble, men's and women's. You listen to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
But we're in the ring together at the very end of the Royal Rumble. Because I want to look you in your eyes right before I throw you over the top rope. And you have to listen to the ring announcer say, the winner of the 2019 Royal Rumble and the man that's going to go to WrestleMania and win the Universal Championship, Drew McIntyre.
This will be a moment of bliss you will never forget. Because I, Alexa Bliss, will be competing in this Royal Rumble match.
Yes!
Hey, this is Eric Young, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on Sports Radio 1280, WHTK. Listen, feel the pain.
Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man with DC Dan Cole, Double B Brian Burke, Danger Boy. Peter Burke's here, too, and you. Thank you so much for listening. Interesting. You know, just all the names that are floating around and really what could happen. Got to go to Troy from Rochester and see who his picks are for the men's and women's Royal Rumble. Troy, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
So we're doing good. So you know you have to give us a pick before I let you off the phone here.
Okay. R-Truth.
Who'd you say?
He's number. I said R-Truth.
R-Truth.
He's number 30.
You think, yeah, okay.
They're not going to waste it. Are they going to waste number 30?
Yes, they do every year, just about.
They're going to waste number 30, yeah. And for the women, give me, that's good. Is Shayna, what's the NXT girl, U.S. from UFC? Shayna, what's her name?
Shayna Baszler?
Yeah, she in it?
I don't know, but I'm guessing she's going to be in it.
Give me her for the women.
Oh, okay. So what's up? What's happening, buddy?
One of my favorite times of the year. You know, us guys, as sports fans, we got it good the next couple of weeks. The weekends, Sundays. We got the Royal Rumble this week. Next week is the Super Bowl. So us guys, as sports fans, we got it good. I mean, you get to party with the boys. Back-to-back weekends.
You know, to be honest with you, I could care less about the Super Bowl this year, but those commercials are what keep me coming back.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be it, but it's not the Royal Rumble is all I care about right about now, too. I agree with you. What are they going to do with Randy Orton? You think he's going to win it this year?
Well, the way he ended SmackDown this past week, I mean, I think he's going to play a part, but, I mean, he's another guy who's really been...
Apparently he's a baby face again, too.
Is he? Because I say he was treading water before that. I mean, remember him and Ray with having problems. He kept kicking Ray in the head and everything, you know. And you know, I don't know, you know. I'm not sure what they have plans for him. But, I mean, if he had been prominent on TV a lot more than he has been, maybe he would have a better chance. But I'm not thinking that.
You know, guys, that was one of the best episodes of SmackDown I've seen in, I could say, years. To me, that was a five-star SmackDown. What you think?
I like that Daniel Bryan is telling people not to buy his merch.
Yeah.
I think that's hilarious.
Yeah, that was, I love that episode of SmackDown. They really stuck their game up since the ratings started going down. You see the McMahons on TV a little bit more. I guess that's what the fans wanted.
Yeah, no, I don't know if the fans want it, but they don't have much of an option. Believe me, I'm tired of the McMahons on TV, and it's really only Vince and Shane. We don't see any. When's Stephanie been on TV lately? It hasn't been a while, so.
Yeah, and also this is the time of the year where you wonder who Undertaker is going to fight at WrestleMania. You know Triple H is going to be involved in some kind of match at WrestleMania. I wonder if he's going to team with Shawn, and they're going to.
I heard that I hope Sean's not back, to be honest with you. I wasn't impressed with him when he was. I heard that John Cena wants Undertaker to, you know, to get a real rematch from what he did last year.
I also heard the Undertaker currently has no plans for WrestleMania.
Oh yeah, he could do that too, you know.
Other than being the headliner for the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, we haven't got Hall of Fame nods yet, and they're all going to be coming out very soon.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
You think Triple H and Seth Rollins after that little stare down the head in the ring a couple of weeks ago, you think we could see a Seth Triple H rematch?
I don't want to see Triple H involved, to be honest with you. I could go to WrestleMania without him having any matches. Yeah, that would be
it's
nice.
Happen.
You know, I mean, you know, because, you know, I don't. I mean, listen, the numbers aren't going up because he's on TV. The numbers aren't going up because Vince McMahon's on TV. So there's another. So they have to find another solution to making the numbers going up. So and they all thought it was, you know, maybe an injection of the McMahon's was going to do it, but I'm not seeing anything significant in the ratings since we get Vince every week now. You know.
Yeah, and to me, you know what? I respect the guy Miz I'm talking about, but he's one of the most boring. Wrestlers ever, man. When he first came out with the hat, that was the Miz. That was the best Miz when he first came in to WWE with the hat and everything.
Yeah,
but he's boring to me.
I actually like the Miz. Are you kidding me? I like when he was. "Quote unquote," being controversial when he was trying to do that one on one thing with John Cena, where they would bring up his past life, and then he did the same thing with him and the whole Daniel Bryan. They spent 7 years building up a feud that lasted like 3 matches, you know, and he lost every single one of them except for the one with his wife that he tagged with, you know. So it's, you know, I mean, I thought that you know, I like the Miz as the snarky guy. I don't hate the Miz. I mean, you know. I'm always going to have a special place in my heart because he freaking goofed on us when we were in the front row, okay? I always remember that he was, like, laying on the ground yelling Jeff Tool at us when he was laying out during the match. So
it was a very... I don't hate him. No. It's just it's wrestling. I mean, it's promos and like, when he had the Miz to rise, and then before that when he had... His partner, he turned
Mizdow.
Damian Mizdow.
I mean, he's always been boring to me. I mean, but I respect him because he's been there for the longest. Him and John Cena and whatnot.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. People had said Bob Backlund was boring in the 5.5 years he held the title, okay?
He was boring.
He was not. Bob Backlund was fine. He's an incredible wrestler.
He's no Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, but hey, anything else, Troy?
I just think it's gonna be a good Royal Rumble. Like I said, I'm waiting after the Royal Rumble Monday to see if Taker is gonna come out and the Cena's gonna call him out. Or y'all think it's gonna happen after Elimination Chamber?
I'm not sure, and you know, I don't know. We've got a lot of Undertaker this past year. I don't know if we need to see him at WrestleMania this year. I mean. But I mean, he's healthy. I'll give him that. And you know, he actually wrestled, and I mean, he wasn't bad. So, but. Troy, if our Truth wins the Royal Rumble, you're going to be the host of the show, okay?
Hey, maybe that's the reason why we all can't really, you know, it's been hush hush lately from the WWE. It's going to be some kind of surprise. So if our Truth, I mean, he's been there for the longest, why not reward him with it?
I know, who knows? But I don't think, I mean, he's like a comic relief. I mean, and then he embraces that position. So, and I'm glad he does it. And, you know, he's almost 50. So,
yeah, but, you know, that's what I'm saying. He's been there for the longest. Why not reward him? You know, he might put on a good match for the title. He might not win. Of course, he's not going
to
win it.
I would hate to say his best years is when he was in Impact Wrestling, when they made him the NWA champion, and then he won Impact Wrestling champion. He had some incredible years there, being the main event or part of the main event, except for when he tagged with Adam Jones. Is that his name?
Pac-Man,
yeah, Adam Jones. They won the tag titles on Impact pay-per-view. But Troy, man, we got to go to break. Thank you for calling, man.
All right, thank you, guys.
All right, 222-1280 star, 1280 is the number. Give us who you think is going to win the Royal Rumble. You can even text us it if you want to. We're going to talk NXT, and this is our last commercial break, so we're going to have to talk NXT in this coming up, and as well as give our predictions. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
This is Harper from the Bludgeon Brothers, and you are listening to The Pain Clinic.
I'm scared. I'm sorry. The music scares me. What, you know, Harper scares me. Even though I knew he got LASIK surgery because I heard the commercial on the radio. And so now he won't be missing as much when he kicks people in the face. Have you ever heard that commercial?
No.
It's great. Harper, man, good luck, buddy. I mean, hopefully we'll see you in the Royal Rumble. I'm guessing we are going to. So 222-1280, star 1280. Let's talk about NXT. I don't have the card up in front of me because I'm a dummy. It's not on the paper either. Yeah, so
it's a
what
good card.
It is a good card. We get to, I mean, there is there's.
It's such a good card that Velveteen Dream and Adam Cole don't have matches.
Yeah, and you know why they don't, right?
Well, they're doing that tournament today.
Yeah, the earlier today.
And they're going to be in the Rumble tomorrow.
Oh, you think both of them are going to be in the Rumble?
Absolutely.
I've heard rumors on... Well, Adam Cole was last year, and he got a huge response.
Yep.
But I've heard rumors that Velveteen Dream might be the one that steps up in the Lars Sullivan spot for Cena at WrestleMania.
Ooh.
Because they both want that match.
Interesting. John Cena, quote unquote, has been hurt, so he is. You may not see him in the Royal Rumble.
Yeah,
that
quote unquote was never going to be in the Royal Rumble.
He was never. That's why we got him on TV last week, you know, because he was making good for not being in the Rumble.
Do you want your NXT Takeover Phoenix card?
Yes, let's have the Phoenix card. This is five matches, right?
Matt Riddle versus Cassius Ohno.
Yes, and I love Cassius Ohno's build up. Some great promos going into it.
Ricochet versus Johnny Gargano for the North American Championship.
Cannot wait.
Undisputed Era versus the War Raiders for the Tag Team Championship.
War Raiders, you know, a brand new married guy on that team and everything. And you might remember them as War Machine in Ring of Honor.
Shayna Baszler versus Bianca Belair for the Women's Championship. And then Tommaso Ciampa versus Aleister Black for the NXT Championship.
Oh, that's going to be incredible. Aleister Black, you know, coming back from an injury last time, he couldn't wrestle on the NXT, and now he's back. And this is the intrigue, you know. I mean, Aleister Black has done nothing but put on 10 5-star matches every time he's out there on an NXT show. And even when we saw him here in town, he put on an incredible match. You know, sure, it was a year and a half ago. But what do you guys think about the card? Are you happy? What in particular pops out that you want to see the most? And to me, it's the main event. But, I mean, there's some
Ricochet
good...
Gargano.
Yeah.
That's it for me.
Ricochet Gargano, of course. Ricochet, you know, if you saw the War Games, you saw Ricochet probably at his best multiple times in that match. You know, and they remember, he did win an award. He won a Painty for it, I believe, right? The move of the year.
Oh, yeah, the second tier paintings.
Yes, the second tier paintings. Yeah, the one. Yeah, the and he. So he.
I mean, technically, he does get half of that award, considering he was the one that did get kicked in the head.
Yes. Yeah. Well, he was involved in it. You know.
Yeah. Well, it wouldn't have happened without him.
That's true. That's true. But I thought just as important was that 450 splash off the top of the cage too. Actually, it was probably more than 450.
It was a double backflip.
Yeah, it was like that's what it was. It was. I was going to say he went around a couple times before he hit his intended target. So. Man, there's some good stuff tonight. This is, with five matches, it goes eight. What does it go? 7 to 10, right? About 7 to 10.
7, 9:30-ish.
So it's you know if you start your night off with NXT, then you can go out and you know and hit the town after that on this nice chilly night. It's 14 degrees by the way right now. That's insane.
But at least it's clear.
Yes, it is clear. There's no precipitation happening and everything. So we talked about NXT. We really haven't given our predictions yet on what we think are going to happen at the Rumble. And I think we have a little bit of time here. I don't think there's any big news we missed. It's funny, as most of our callers gave our news today. So it's like
one of our callers.
Oh, you know what? We didn't talk about the World's Collide tournament that's happening starting next weekend.
Taping today, starting. airing next week.
We get NXT, WWE NXT versus NXT UK versus WWE 205. And you've got guys from each of those shows who are going to be wrestling. They're going to have a 15-man battle royale. I believe that starts later. They're taping it tonight, right?
Yeah.
So interesting. I think that, you know, there's a lot, some of the names involved in it. Adam Cole, Keith Lee, Shane Thorne, Dominic, I can't, how do you say it? Dijovatsky?
Dijakovic.
Okay, Velveteen Dream. Oh, there, he's on the list.
Yeah, he's on that.
He's definitely going to be on that. Then we got Tyler Bates, Travis Banks, Mark Andrews, Jordan Devlin, and then, of course, tag team champion Zach Gibson from NXT UK, and then we have Cedric Alexander, Humberto Carrillo, was it Carrillo? Is that how I say it? And Drew Gulick, Tony Nese, and TJP, which some of the standards there for the guys from the 205. We remember when they used to be on Monday Night Raw all the time? I haven't seen that in a while. I wonder why that little experiment stopped. Now all we get is the guy with Bobby Lashley, you know, who just talks continuously.
Leo Rush?
Yeah, Leo Rush. But Leo Rush, I mean, I find him funny. I find him,
he's a good hype man.
He plays his role well.
Yeah, he does, and he gets all the best lines written for him because he gets to like tear down other guys all the time, you know, and doesn't never have to pay for it, you know, in the ring. So that'll happen someday. Maybe they'll hang him in a cage over the ring sometime because
he can sneak out between the bars.
His interference going on all the time. But so let's talk about the Royal Rumble. I'll start with my predictions. Okay, I'll start. Cashman thinks that the men's Rumble is going to be won by Seth Rollins. I mean, that's only the logical conclusion I'm coming up with. Now, it doesn't have to be that way. Who knows? Maybe the men's match is before the men's Rumble, and Lesnar loses the title, and then Lesnar has to go, and win the Rumble to go back, you know? But I'm not going to pick that. I'm going to go with Seth Rollins right now. In the women's Royal Rumble, I'm going to go with Charlotte Flair. I think she's odds on to get it. What about you, Danny?
Okay, I'll do my traditional who I'm pretty sure is going to win and then who I'd like to see win. So I will say, and this is all, I will double down right now. Finn Balor wins the title off of Lesnar. So that'll make all the Rumble that much more exciting for me. Because I would then feel good with Seth Rollins winning.
Yeah, I was going to say, or think about this. You could build up this Braun Strowman versus Lesnar more if he has somehow takes him out of the Rumble, you know, and then it could be for not a title. Right. So, I mean, I like that. I like that option.
But then I could also see Finn Balor versus maybe a Drew McIntyre for the title as a...
Well, he's supposed
a match I'd like to see.
Drew's supposed to be getting, Drew gets a lot of time, and that's a push if I ever saw one, you know?
And then if Becky manages to win the title off of Asuka, then yes, Charlotte will win the Rumble. However, if Becky does not win, I fully expect her to be in the Rumble. And I expect a classic 1994 finish, double elimination, Charlotte and Becky eliminate each other.
I was going to bring that up earlier. You think they're practicing that now, throwing two people over the ropes and seeing if they can hit at the same time?
Yeah, entertaining to see.
Yeah, you know, I mean, remember, was it The Rock and
The Rock Big Show? And Big Show, but... That, Rock clearly touched.
Yeah, and then it was Lex Luger and who was the other one?
Lex Luger and Bret Hart.
Bret Hart, yeah. That's right. They both went over at the same time. You know, you have to do one of those things.
And where John Cena and Dave Bautista.
Yeah.
In the screw up.
Yes, in the screw up.
Oh, which also gave us Vince McMahon busting both quads.
Yeah.
He's sitting in the ring, restarting the match as he sat. Because
he couldn't stand up.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, yes. I'm sure Vince McMahon has nightmares over that. So, okay, we're going to go to Danger then.
All right. I'm going to go with who I'm pretty sure is going to win, and then I'm going to go with at least one sleeper. I think I'm going to go with Cash on this. I think it's going to be Charlotte and Seth Rollins for that. And my sleeper, and I would have never said this before everything that's been happening in the last couple weeks, especially the promo that was cut on Tuesday, sleeper is Mustafa Ali.
Wait a second, for the men's?
Yes.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm 100% sure they're going to be pushing that guy huge for some reason. They really like him. Maybe it's the Sub-Zero look. But
I like that, though.
That promo they did with him outside on Tuesday was the best promo by someone not named Paul Heyman that they've had all year.
Okay. Brian?
All right, I'm going to go with Charlotte with the caveat that if Becky loses, as DC said, that I fully expect her, because I expect her to be in that match at WrestleMania. So it could be the double elimination, could be Becky, but we'll go with Charlotte. I think Seth Rollins is going to win, but I have two dark horses, I guess. I'm going to go with Joe with that promo he cut.
So wait a second. Seth's not going to win. You're going to go with Joe.
I'm going to go with Joe.
Okay. I was going to say, now listen, Seth, he was of all the guys on Monday Night Raw, he was the last one to promo the Royal Rumble in the middle of the ring. There was some stuff backstage later, but that's my feeling is Seth is going to take that.
I'm going on the caveat that they said they're going to do things differently. Let's give someone a chance who hasn't had the chance before. We'll go with Joe, and I'll put McIntyre as a dark horse in there because I think he's also a possibility.
Oh, he'll be one of the final three, maybe. Yeah.
Do you want to hear my ultimate fantasy booking? Never going to happen. Would be awesome if it did. Scenario.
Okay, what's that?
Charlotte wins the women's rumble. Becky Lynch wins the men's.
Oh.
The man wins.
The man
she comes in at number 30, takes out our truth,
and wins the
wins the men's rumble.
Oh, that would be awesome.
That would not surprise me.
Oh, you know, I mean, listen, she is not China, okay? She's physically, she cannot stand against the guys like China used to be able to. You know,
China was a guy.
Well, no, China wasn't a guy. She was a girl from Penfield, New York, okay? Though she denies it, she was from Penfield, New York. And she, and I will say that, you know, I think the only reason she wrestled guys is because she was bigger than most of them. She was bigger than Jericho. You know, she was, you know.
Well, they didn't really have a women's division either.
Yeah, but Becky just calls herself the man, but she's a little, you know, she's not, she's like Alexa Bliss size, you know. She's bigger than Alexa Bliss.
Cash, all it's going to take is momentum and gravity.
Yeah. True.
How do you think Rey does it? I know how tall Rey Mysterio is.
But, you know, don't you feel that they've been fumbling with Becky Lynch lately? I think they've been fumbling.
No, they don't want her to get over. It's like the Dan O'Brien thing.
Yeah, I feel that it's been a big fumble recently.
Okay, here's how it plays out.
Okay.
Before 30 even counts down,
okay,
it's down to one person in the ring. Make it somebody that nobody likes, like a Baron Corbin.
Yeah, okay.
Becky comes out, number 30, just stands in the ring. He just runs full force at her, and she just ducks, and he eliminates himself.
She pulls the ring.
Place would go nuts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Interesting. And then, but the question is then does she challenge a man or a woman?
No, that's how you get your triple threat main event.
Oh, interesting. And then they don't have to worry about the men's winner.
That's what Elimination Chamber's been for the last several years.
Interesting. You know what? I can't wait to watch it tomorrow. I hope you folks can't wait either. We're really excited.
If Finn Balor wins.
And I cannot wait to break it down next week on the show. So thank you so much, guys. We're going to get out of here. Thank you, DC. Thank you, Daniel Bryan. Thank you, freaking Bryan. Thank you, Danger Boy. And thank you all, Daniel listeners, Bryan, and we appreciate it. We will see you next week on same bat time, same bat channel. You can follow us on Facebook. You can be our friend. You can be on Twitter. You can see our Instagrams. Maybe I'll post a picture today. I'll take a picture before everybody leaves because we haven't done one in a while. And I want to thank you all. We'll see you. Like I said, once again, we'll see you next week. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.